This is Dakota Datebook for November 19th. On this date, in 1883, Jamestown College was incorporated. The Presbyterians had been considering founding a college in either Minnesota or Dakota Territory and began receiving offers from interested cities the year before. Grand Forks made a bid, but with UND opening the following year, its appeal diminished. Fergus Falls was more established, offering a location in an official state of the Union. Reverend C.B. Stevens of Fargo favored a beautiful setting on the rim of the James Valley at Jamestown. However, the Northern Pacific Presbytery chose Castleton. The church pledged to raise $10,000, but Castleton couldn't meet its commitment. In fall 1883, the Presbytery ruled the bid failed and called for new proposals. Fargo, Fergus Falls, Lemoore, and Jamestown submitted bids, with Jamestown ultimately chosen for its central location in northern Dakota, as well as its picturesque setting. With Captain Samuel McGinnis contributing 27 acres, the city secured funding. The college opened in September 1886 with 35 students, the first of whom was Sadie Elliott. The first year, students could study science, classics, business, music, or preparatory courses at the Northside Schoolhouse. Jamestown College became the territory's first normal school in 1887, addressing the need for teacher training. That same year, Old Main was built and enrollment doubled. The building, with its broad brick structure and beautiful cupola, became a landmark on the treeless prairie, adding prestige to the college. However, the college faced immediate challenges, including a lack of leadership. Professor Crow acted as principal, but resigned due to limited time for management. Pastor Mendenhall of Grand Forks declined the position, and Pastor Baskerville of Towner took over, stepping into an incredibly difficult situation. Conditions were harsh, with little infrastructure and minimal resources. Despite these struggles, the first graduation took place in 1891 with three students. However, financial troubles and the panic of 1893 forced the college to close. It reopened in 1909, and though Old Main was destroyed by fire in 1930, the college continues to thrive today. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Mary Helm. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.